Studio 360.
And the Emmy goes to...
The Emmy Awards are going to be handed out on September 17th, and this year's ceremony has particularly high stakes for some of the nominees. A live production of Jesus Christ Superstar that aired on NBC this year is nominated for 13 Emmys. So its makers and star, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice, John Legend, all have a shot at becoming EGOT winners.
Well, who's an EGOT?
EGOT is not a person, TJ. It's a goal. It stands for Emmy, a Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
That's a good goal for a talented, crazy person.
Only 12 people have ever won this grand slam of showbiz awards. And in this hour of Studio 360, we're looking back at a few of them. To start...
Here I am, I'm Melvin Brooks. I've come to stop the show. Just a ham who's minus looks, but in your hearts I'll grow.
Mel Brooks won 4 Emmys for both acting and writing on television. He won an Oscar for the screenplay of The Producers, which came out in 1967. And then, years later, when he himself turned The Producers into a Broadway show in 2001, he won 3 Tonys.
It's springtime for Hitler and Germany. Deutschland is happy and gay. We're marching.
The musical also won him 2 of his 3 Grammys. But way back, Brooks was a 30-something comedy writer when he and Carl Reiner, his straight man, created a classic routine that has influenced generations of comedy creators and consumers.
You lived, of course, during the time of Christ.
I knew him, a nice boy.
You knew Jesus?
Oh, he's a nice, lovely, thin, a nice little boy.
Yes. I mean, is he as...
Wore sandals.
He wore sandals.
Wore sandals.
Very much as he's pictured today in the motion pictures that we see of him.
Well, they made a travesty of it.
Well, didn't Jesus behave that
way? No, he was quiet, a quiet lad.
He didn't do that?
No, he came in the store. He never bought anything.
To tell the story of the 2,000-year-old man, we have 3 highly qualified experts who'll introduce themselves.
See, that's how Carl would start with Mel. Give me your name and your occupation.
My name?
It's Billy Crystal. Entertainer.
I'm Janet Coleman. I'm the author of The Compass, the improvisational theater that revolutionized American comedy.
My name is Rob Reiner. And I know one of the members of the duo of Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks fairly well.
Sir, is it true that you are 2,000 years old?
Oh, boy.
The 2,000-year-old man idea started in the writer's room of the show of shows.
Sid Caesar, Mel Brooks, Carl Reiner, Howie Morris, all the writers for the show of shows.
Mel was a writer on the show and very rarely, if ever, on camera.
They were sitting in the writer's room as they are wont to do, and there was a lull in the session, and my father, trying to keep things alive, turned to Mel and said, I'm here with a man who I understand was there at the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And Mel instantaneously went into this character of this 2,000-year-old man and just said, oh, yeah, I know Jesus well. And the play started to break up.
So now they started doing it at parties all the time.
Whenever they got together, they just entertained their friends with it.
Then Steve Allen said to them, we have to record this.
And both my dad and Mel said, no, this is just, we just do this for our friends. It's just for fun. And Steve said, look, do it. You know, I'll pay for it. And if you don't like it, you can throw it away.
Sir, could you give us the secret of your longevity?
Well, the major thing is that I never, ever touch fried food. I don't eat it, I wouldn't look at it, and I don't touch it. And they never run for a bus, there'll always be another. Even if you're late from work, you know, I never run
the
for
impact
a bus.
Of the 2,000-year-old man is enormous, I think, in bringing this sense of freedom, this crazy Brooks Reiner freedom.
You know, you can talk to comedians of any age, and they'll know this stuff. They'll know it. They'll know it word for word. For comedians, it was like the Bible.
So these guys were on the cutting edge of moving comedy from this kind of, what do you do with Red China? Well, it looks good on a yellow tablecloth. I mean, take my wife, please, and those kinds of jokes. They moved into more of a character-driven kind of comedy where the humor came out of plumbing the depths of a character and exploring a character and a situation.
You know, it's taking the premise and taking it one step further and further.
Yeah, well, there were no buses in the time of
Iraq. In my time, I mean,
what was the means of transportation then?
Mostly fear.
Fear transported you?
Fear, yes. You would see an animal would growl, you would go 2 miles in a minute.
My father has often said that the greatest motivator for a comic mind is fear. I think that's what it is. It's the fear of it's like we say, doing comedy without a net. It's all completely improvised. It's all ad lib. My father would ask Mel questions, and he would respond.
It's as if a realist painter who would be Carl and Picasso, who would be Mel, came together in one room and produced this amazing canvas of the history of the world.
Mel Brooks never says no to Carl Reiner. If he says, did you know any girls? Did you know Joan of Arc?
You knew Joan of Arc.
I went with her, dummy. I went with her.
Nowhere in history do we know of Joan going with anybody.
Well, they don't print that.
The 2,000-year-old man character is ethnic, and it's not offensive ethnic. It's satirical ethnic. He touches it in such a warm, embracing way.
It touches on an historical era that we may never meet again. We may never have guys who've been in the army who have this kind of exuberance about being alive, you know.
You got to remember that when they first started doing this routine, it was only about 5 or 6 years after the end of World War II. So, I mean, Mel playing this distinctly Jewish, old Jewish man, they thought, you know, people might think of it as anti-Semitic or, you know, maybe this is not a good light to put the Jews in. So they were very concerned about how it would go over with the general public.
Yes, but I think most people are interested in living a long and fruitful life as
yes.
You have. You mentioned
fruit is good, too. You mentioned fruit. Fruit kept me going for 140 years once when I was on a very strict diet, mainly nectarines. I love that fruit. It's a half a peach, half a plum, but it's a hell of a fruit. I love it. Not too cold, not too hot, you know, just nice.
What has been
even
your...
a rotten one is good. That's how much I love them. I'd rather eat a rotten nectarine than a fine plum. What do you think of that?
They did a record 2,000-year-old man in the year 2000, and that was just as good and successful as anything they had done prior to that. My dad is trying to get Mel to do another one now. It's timeless. I mean, the basic ideas that they put forth in all of these different albums that they've done, you know, it strikes to the chord of the human experience, and that will, you know, that's not going to change. As they say, funny is funny, and funny will last forever.
And you can hear it. You don't have to see it. The great thing about the 2,000-year-old man is it makes you see it. And that's what's brilliant about this recording.
Hello there. This is 2,000 years talking to you from the depths of back there when we was. Now I'm still and they not. And I just want to say, keep your smile on your face and stay out of a Ferrari or any small Italian car. Stay out of them. And I want to tell you that it's been a wonderful 2,000 years. And you've been a wonderful civilization. And it's been a thrill living for 2,000 years. And eat a nectarine. It's the best fruit ever made.
2,000 years. 2,000 years.
Mel Brooks as the 2,000-year-old man with Carl Reiner from their 1961 album. We also heard from Billy Crystal, Janet Coleman, and Rob Reiner. By the way, this year, Carl Reiner is up for another Emmy. If he wins, it'll be his 13th. That story was produced by Ben Manila and Devin Strolovich of BMP Audio.